Good afternoon. Today is October 29th, 2015, and you're listening to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. I'm Tiffany Crawford.
And I'm Latif Abdeen, and we'll be bringing you the Ryersonian's biggest campus stories.
In this week's show, not enough beer options on campus? Occam Cafe introduced four new tall cans to its selection over Reading Week.
Are you a commuter? Were you looking for a place to sleep on campus during exams? It might be too late to book a room at Ryerson's new hostel.
And the Ryerson Trans Collective is looking to roll out new changes to the RAC to make trans people feel more welcome.
Anti-Semitic graffiti was found in a men's bathroom in the library building, making students on campus feel unsafe.
And later in the show, the Ryersonian's Michael Chen tells us what was trending on social media.
But first,
Occam Cafe started displaying a new selection of tall can beers. Alcohol has always been available at the cafe, but it's the first time that it's selling these cans, three of which are local Ontario beers. The selection became available during Reading Week. The cans are available for $6 each.
If you're a commuter who's perpetually tired like I am, Ryerson's plans for a student commuter hostel sounded like a dream come true. The new hostel, which was launched September 15th, is located on the second floor of the International Living and Learning Center. There are a total of 9 rooms, each complete with a double bed, bathroom, and Wi-Fi, available for a maximum 3 nights in a row and limited to 6 nights per month. Unfortunately, according to the coordinator of housing operations and administration, the rooms have been completely booked for the past 2 weeks, with requests for rooms stretching well into December. But the housing administration is looking to partner with local hotels in hopes of offering students affordable rates. Good news for those looking for a place to crash.
Ryerson's Trans Collective is teaming up with the university to make washrooms across campus more trans-friendly, starting with the RAC. The collective began their campaign after a student notified them that she felt unsafe using the RAC's facilities. The renovations in the RAC will not include all-gender washrooms, but rather secluded changing spaces and private shower stalls in the male and female locker rooms. The collective is aiming for all changes to be made by next fall.
Last week, a Ryerson student found explicit hate speech on a bathroom wall targeting Jewish and Israeli students. The graffiti was found in a men's bathroom on campus in the library building. He immediately informed security. The Ryerson student group, Students Supporting Israel, posted a picture of the graffiti on their Facebook page with a quote saying, "This is hate speech in its finest form, and we want to reassure all of our members, supporters, and the Ryerson community that this is not being taken lightly. No one should be subjected to a message like this. We will never stand for anti-Semitism or being intimidated off the very same campus in which we belong." A Jewish human rights association said that it was offering $2,500 for anyone who had information that could lead to the arrest of the author of the graffiti. For more on that story, check out ryersonian.ca.
The Urban Hip Hop Union here at Ryerson wants to change the way we look at hip hop, which is why they've teamed up with another student group, the Poetic Exchange, for a Poetry Slam event. The event was held on October 27th, and young poets bare their souls speaking about past relationships and even issues with the TTC.
Now we turn to the Ryersonian's social media editor, Michael Chen, with a look at what's trending. For Torontonians, yesterday's downpour was a hot topic.
People took to Twitter and Instagram to show how much rain poured down in their neighborhoods. Sabina shared a photo saying how much water was in Coburg, saying, "I shall not be moved." In the same town, Jay also shared a giant puddle, what he calls a lake, in a Canadian Tire parking lot. Amanda measured her water gauge with nearly 70 millimeters of water, more than what Environment Canada predicted. Some users captured the moments of the storm throughout the day. Viv shared a photo of commuters getting to work in downtown Toronto, just along Front Street. Kristen did an artistic photo with a view of the water tower from Kingston. And Bonnie asked why she went to a cabin in Georgian Bay during the storm. Why did you go there, Bonnie? People also took to social media with memes. Stacy from Niagara Falls shared this mocking photo of a fallen garbage can to show the need to rebuild after the storm. Kevin posted a photo saying, "Had enough rain yet?" with a reference to the biblical story of Noah and the Ark, where the entire planet was flooded. And that's it for trending. If you have an interesting photo or video, share it with the Ryersonian on Twitter or Facebook, and we just might feature it on a future segment.
Thank you, Michael. This has been Latifa Abdeen
and Tiffany Crawford. Be sure to tune in next week for the Ryersonian's Weekly Wrap.